how we do it. You know I'm here with my Dream Scene family, baby.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. I'm Rocky Miller, and I am the founder and CEO of DBN. The purpose of the DBN podcast is to bring relevant and insightful business and professional development topics to all of the dreamers out there looking for practical information to help turn dreams into reality. All right, today I'd like to welcome Franchise, or Chise for short, Francis Castillo with DNC Creative Services. Chise, welcome to the podcast, my brother.
Man, thank you. Thank you, Rocky. Thank you, Rocky and Rocky's team for having us today. We're super excited and I can't wait to get started.
Thank you, man. You know, Chise, before I get started this morning, you know, I wanted to just acknowledge, man, how cool it is to be able to be on this this call with you. You know, I think it's kind of been an interesting journey for us starting to build some national collaboration. I know that you and Shondell with DNC are out in Carolina. You know, so I really love the fact that we were able to connect out in Carolina, man, and just started to build these national connections out there. But aside from that, man, I'd love for you to just introduce yourself this morning a little bit more to the audience. And if you can, let's just start with, you know, sharing a little bit of background of yourself. And I know Shondell wasn't able to make it on this morning, but if you could kind of give a little bit of intro, you know, for your partner and just a little bit about DNC Creative Services, LLC.
Well, thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. My name is Francis Castillo. I'm 39 years old, knocking on 40's doorstep.
There you go, young.
Touche. I always like to give God the glory first and foremost, so thank God. I'm a child of Christ. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a serial entrepreneur, author, and I'm the co-owner of DNC Creative Services, LLC. Just one half of it. That's the great part about being a business partner, because when the other business partner is busy or has other business to attend to, the other half can fill in, right? And I know Shondell is here with us in spirit. She would love to be here because I know you guys love her personality. Shondell Clark is a wonderful young lady. She has her master's degree. She just recently joined a sorority. She has a button business, works very hard, very diligent, hardworking young lady, is ambitious. So she's with us here in spirit, and I'm going to try my best to represent our company together. But DNC is in year 5 of existence.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. If you can, Chise, share with the audience, how did you and Shondell become business partners in starting DNC?
That's crazy, because God always puts people in your life for either a season or for a reason, right? I had a clothing brand I was marketing, and the name of his company was called Q Jackson Apparel Company. I had told him about Shondell. He was like, she does PR, you do marketing, why don't you guys just pair up, right? And it crossed my mind because I had like 4 clients at the time, and I was like, let me think about that. And then we have a mutual friend named Naomi, and Naomi knew both of us, and she said the same thing. So we had 2 different people come together at the same time. It was like, you guys need to pair up. So it was somewhat more fate and destiny. I was marketing a bridal boutique, a personal trainer, a couple other people at the time. And it was just like, I need to help. She had the degrees, and she had marketing experience, and she had experience with PR as well. So I was like, it was just a no-brainer. So we ended up merging the companies, which is my company was called Dream U, and her company, it was called Dream U Event Planning and Marketing, and her company was called Clark Management PR. So that's why the D and the C came together, and we just merged and became DNC Creative Services, LLC.
That's awesome, man. Well, that's a great merge, man, between both of you. So, and to that point too, Chise, can you talk to the audience before we really jump in here a little bit about, and obviously you can see the passion between, you know, Shondell and her background and yourself. What established your passion for this industry that you guys are in?
Whoa, it is a very, very, very good, great question. You know what, and I say all this time, like, I say this all the time, like, sometimes, I'm an author as well, and I wrote in my second book about God leaving breadcrumbs, and sometimes, as human beings, we don't follow the breadcrumb trail, we don't understand what he's doing or the seeds that he's planting, and it dawned on me when I became an adult, I have a family of entrepreneurs, but none of them showed me how to be an entrepreneur. I kind of just branched out on my own to do it. I was throwing college parties. My first company was 23 years old. The name of the company was called the CEOs, and we were throwing college parties.
Nice.
And it was super. It was a great experience, man. It taught me how to micromanage teams. It taught me about business etiquette, entrepreneurship. And what happened was, I ended up telling myself, if I could throw a party, I could throw an event, right? Mm-hmm. So, unbeknownst to me, I had stumbled into event planning because I was marketing a product, which was a college party. And I was like, you know what? I want to change and shift gears, and I want to start marketing events, and I want to do event planning and different things. And that turned into marketing. If I can market a party, I can market different clients. That's what I thought to myself. So that's where I got into, per se, how I got into marketing, just learning over experience. And then as far as Shondell, I remember she went to college for marketing. She took marketing courses. She had a few clients herself. So it was more so like she learned from the school aspect of it, scholarly aspect of it. And I learned actually on the job. And then we just kind of brought our expertises together and formulated like that.
That's awesome. And how did it start to transform into your passion with the social media side? So I know you spoke about the events. What kind of drove you into the actual social media component and a lot of what you guys do in your work now?
That's a good question. So I felt like, you know, they go back to you. If you find your why, you never work another day in your life. And I feel like it's more truly my purpose. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy helping and being the face of people's brands and helping them build their brand. Because it's a nostalgic feeling actually talking to people and they're like, well, I didn't know this, or you know this, or how can you help me, right? And I tell this to people all the time. As an entrepreneur, you're going to get paid for two things. One is just the person doesn't have time. So a lot of people don't have time to market their platforms, right? Or two, they're going to pay you for your information. Like, a lot of people don't know how to scale and build on a marketing level, right? So when it comes down to my purpose and my why, that's kind of like what pushes me with the marketing. Like, I know it's my why because it's like it's so natural and organic helping people. So it's kind of a good feeling.
That's awesome. And to that point, too, can you share, Shai, specifically some of the things that DNC does for its clients with the social media aspect?
Yeah. Yeah. So DNC is like a one-stop shop. We try to tend to cover all our bases. So we have people that want to start a business. So we'll help you get the LLC. We'll help you get the EIN, Employee Identification Number, and we'll help you do a business plan. And if you need a logo, we do logos, we do photography, and we do videography. So that's our a la carte, our one-off type packages type things. And then we actually have packages for brick and mortar and companies, right? We have packages for people that actually have a business that are established that need to hand us over their social media. So what we'll do is we'll come up with a marketing strategy. We'll come up with how much time we're going to post, the value. It depends what package you pick. But we'll come up with a package that works for you. And people, keep in mind, like I tell people, marketing is a tax write-off, people. You can write this off on your business so you can get that money back. So we have four different packages. We need to bring one of the packages back. One of them was our economy package, which was the bronze. And the way gas is going, we might need to bring it back.
That's the truth, man.
we got bronze, which is our most economy affordable package. We have silver. We have a silver, gold, and we have platinum. So we have four different packages. And in those packages, it tells the amount of volume we're posting, different things like photography, videography, drone access, different things. So it kind of depends on what you can afford or what works best for you at the time. We just ask people to be with us for 3 months because 3 months is where you'll actually get a chance to see how your followers are organically or not organically in being increased. So it's that's in a nutshell.
Oh, that's amazing, man. And again, I appreciate you sharing that. And Chaz, I think one of the things I really wanted to emphasize, you know, with you guys today and obviously just, you know, connecting with you guys, obviously us collaborating and being in our community spaces that we're in now, and just seeing the work that you're doing with some of the clients in the social media space, you know, watching and, you know, you guys are doing phenomenal things with your social media and as it grows and the clients that you're working with. I wanted to ask you a couple specific things as it relates to social media. And I wanted to start with, like, why do you think that social media is important for businesses in today's economy and at this state right now? And also, you know, what do you believe the state of social media is right now? Like, what do you feel is going on with social media, you know, especially for business owners? And again, I think to the other point is, why is that important?
Great question. You guys did your homework asking questions about our field. As far as social media, I feel like it's a tool. It's a tool that needs to be used properly. And if used properly, it can help you scale your business. Because I tell this to you all the time, if people don't know about your product or your service, how do you expect them to actually buy, right? If you provide a service, they need to know about your service. If you provide a product, they need to know about your product. And consistency is key to success. So some people that don't know how to do it or that don't have the time to do it, the problem is the inconsistent volume of the posting. So you may post one time a week. And if you hire a service like DNC or whether you hire another marketing service, it's important that you will post. I call it a healthy diet when it comes to marketing. A healthy diet is morning, you catch the people that are at work at the cubicle. Afternoon, you catch people that are at lunch. And afternoon, dinner time. And usually people that are on social media, they're gonna see your business one or three of those times, right? If not all. So if you have the opportunity to post three times a day, that'll be great. But some people don't. So if you only post one time a day, the key is to stay consistent. So one time a day is pretty good. The algorithm is always changing. So I tell people all the time, running ads is important because running ads allow you to reach people that are not a part of your audience. I find out that it's true. The old saying is true. People that don't know you support you more than people that actually know you.
That's the truth.
Okay. And it's kind of weird because you would think that family or friends will support you, but in actuality, it's not for them. Some people do now. Now, this is the one thing I'm gonna dive and segue into the latter part of the question that you ask. The current status of social media. And I'm going to say this wholeheartedly. What keeps people away from promoting their business, and I'm talking from a personal standpoint, I understand I'm putting myself in their shoes. If I'm a business owner, why would I want to post about my business when social media can be so negative?
Ooh, man, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's so negative. And it could be a situation where it can be discouraging for some people. And I can understand that. So you got to put yourself in that person's shoes because social media, people got to understand this. When Facebook first started, Zuckerberg wanted to be on college campuses, and then it branched off. Snapchat started as something very adult friendly, and then it branched off. TikTok is more for kids now. Twitter is more so they have Twitter fingers. People say whatever they want, they get away with it. Instagram is for the 30 and 40 demographic. Facebook is for a lot of the older people in the sense of in their 50s and 60s. But 9 million people log on Facebook every day. And to be honest with you, that's why I tell people to promote your business, because at the end of the day, Facebook allowed us to connect people in Australia, Africa, all over the world. Prior to that, it was another form of connecting and marketing your business. You had to do, let me think about the phone book back in the day. You had to run ads as far as on the radio. You had to do flyers. Posters, all that type of stuff. But now you can do that all digitally. So you have to play the digital game. So that's one reason why you got to keep your skin in the game, because you get left behind. The old way is nothing wrong with it, but you have to adapt to the times. And that's where we're at in life. Just look at the positive of social media and leave the negative. Don't get caught up with the gossip, the negativity, and don't get discouraged by if one person likes your post. The goal is to get another person the next day. And the next day after that, consistency. But you have to try to broaden your audience. If you run into a stranger, we have what you call a tap card now. Go ahead and buy a tap card. You can get it for $40 or $80. Put all your social media links on there. And then you just, talking to a random stranger at Starbucks or talking to a random stranger anywhere, tap, get their information. And then that might be a new friend. That might be a new client.
So absolutely.
Use social media for the positive and try to discard the negative.
So do you sense that, or do you see that with some of the clients that you work with, that can be a barrier for them, that they have a certain stigma or they have a certain perspective about social media and not wanting to use it because they feel like that, well, it is negative, or maybe they're looking at it through the lens of, because I think if I'm listening to you correctly, Chaz, and tell me if I'm wrong, it seems like you're almost saying that there's two perspectives. Which is, one is more of the, like, if you're a consumer, the consumer perspective, which is the everyday person that's getting on social media for entertainment value, versus the business owners, which is actual productivity, right? And you're looking at it from a business standpoint. Is that safe to say, or what are your thoughts?
Absolutely correct. And the shameless plug, DBN is definitely a place where you can feel fulfilled and be around other entrepreneurs and network with people, because you have to go to those communities. If you're constantly seeing something that's not healthy for you, go to where you are appreciated and loved, where you can go to any business networking community, or if you choose to join our community with DBN, then you're coming to a situation or a space that is healthy for you. But you got to look, you got to play the game, man. Play the game. The game is, how do I leave my 9-to-5, or how do I funnel my 9-to-5 and funnel my business? But it takes sales, it takes clients, it takes hard work to enable to be a full-time entrepreneur. So you can't just not play the game of social media.
Yeah.
You gotta be on Google. If you're on Yelp, be on Yelp. You gotta be on Instagram. You gotta be on Facebook. You gotta be on LinkedIn. You gotta be on TikTok. You gotta be on all those platforms.
Yeah. Well, and you're leading me to one of my next questions that I have for you this morning. And again, I appreciate you, brother, because you got me excited this morning, because you've already shared some great insights. And I was going to ask you, what are some key, I guess you could say, insights that you guys share with clients that you start working with, or even some key insights that you could share with small businesses dealing with social media, whether they're just getting started, or maybe they've been around for a while, they've just been disengaged with their businesses. What are some things that you would recommend?
I'm glad you said that. One thing I realized, that social media always has an algorithm. Two things you can do, which you may or may not do, where it may get you out of your comfort zone. One thing you can do is follow the trend. TikTok, for some reason, always has some kind of dances, right? Or the music on TikTok is catchy. So I see a lot of business owners that don't go with the trend. Sometimes it's even if you don't want to do a dance or don't want to do any of that, Instagram, they have trending music. Go with the trending music. Just like how you have a TV commercial, Instagram and Facebook and good quality videography does the same thing for your business. So you can catch them in within the 5-second span of something, and then you divert to your business. So right. You can do something goofy and funny, and then to catch the people and reel their eyes in, and then tag your business and add your business towards the end of the video, or do something that's business related, do something that's in your niche and that's trending right now. You can be in the office, but you can do something that's trending. So I give all business owners that advice. Like, if you're already established, continue to do what you're doing, but just do what's trending. I've done things for clients where I remember one thing that was catchy was I had a client who was a golfer, and my job was to build his page and to get more colleges to look at his content. And the beginning of the video, which I use off of CapCut is a good app to use, guys, CapCut and Canva. But I'm going to be honest with you, I hate seeing, we'll talk about that after this topic, but the video started off with the guy falling off the golf court, and then I posted out there right after that, right? So it was really catchy and trending, right? You got to do things that catch people's eyes, right? As far as like what I was saying before, besides trending, use technology as a tool. So a lot of you have CapCut, you have video editor, you have Adobe Illustrator. It's so many things, so many apps you can use, but you have to take the time to mess with them. I hate seeing stuff off of Canva, because I'm gonna tell you why. Canva is like, everyone is using it, and it's like you could tell from a graphic design standpoint that it's everyone's using the same thing. So it's kind of frustrating. So I would say use different apps. And a lot of times what you can do is think about it like, especially if you have an Apple, you have like a 30-day trial or a 2-week trial. Use that to the best of your ability. Like, use that trial. And if you want to use the app afterwards, after that, count that as a business expense. Like I said, you have a business, write that bad boy off, man. So that's how I feel about trending and helping small businesses as far as like staying with the times. Just use the apps, use trending things, and then your goal is not to go viral, but your goal is to get more eyes on your business.
For sure. No, that's great insight too, Jais. To that point of, like you said, either using trends. Are there any other things that you could recommend, that businesses can do just to start getting consistent with their content?
Yeah, you can schedule posts. Instagram allows you to schedule posts.
Schedule posts?
Yeah, I say schedule posts. There used to be an app called Hootsuite, I forgot. It's another company called Cloud Campaign that I've used in the past, where if you download a Cloud Campaign, they're like $40. That allows you to send out posts and stuff, to schedule posts. So either go and do it yourself for free, schedule the post, or go ahead and use an app that allows you to schedule posts in advance.
Got it. Okay. Well, those are great insights, brother. And, you know, I want to be respectful of our time today. So I want to get to a few other things before we get ready to wrap up today. And I want to shift gears a little bit here with you to talk about the business side, right? So again, I appreciate you giving some value, you know, to the audience and sharing some insights on social media, you know, but I think the other piece with the business podcast is that we want to continue to shed light on what the entrepreneur experience is, and knowing that there are different stages with business owners. And so I want to ask you a few questions in that arena, you know, with you. And I know Shondell's not here, so maybe you can speak to your thoughts on some of the things on your end and your side. But to kind of shift things here, I guess I wanted to go to, you know, obviously you and Shondell are building the DNC brand. You guys have had your business going for a little while now here. What would you say do you think is your vision for DNC, you know, collectively between you and Shondell over the next 3 years, the next 5 years? Is there a vision that you guys have collectively for where you see the business and or the types of, you know, the growth that you'd like to see happening?
Yeah, I think I'm a big firm believer in check and see what your competition is doing. Like whoever's ahead in your field or market, your goal and aspiration is to always be with better than them or with them on their status and level, right? I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said something key, and it's gonna all tie in a minute. He went to a guy, I think it was a CPA or some kind of lawyer that does taxes for businesses. And a guy, you know, went into the boardroom, and the guy was real gracious about it, like, hey, your business doesn't make enough money at the time, but he was like, you need to be making at least $100,000 before you come to me and utilize my services. So the perspective that he gave my friend was like, I need to work harder. And he took it in a positive way. It wasn't like, oh, you're trying to belittle me, you're trying to, you know, discourage me. No, the man gave him encouragement, and he gave him a bit of his time that day to kind of show him, like, you're in my boardroom, I'm going to see you back here one day. So far as for me, I don't want to be rich when it comes down to marketing, but I want to be financially solvent. I want to be able to, you know, do more finer things with myself. Do more finer things for our employees, other clients. So we can get this thing to a comfortable number, and I can micromanage more, and I can be somewhere marketing and just checking that counter, checking on staff that way. I would love to do that. And I'm gonna give you an example. I was in St. Bart's last year. I went to St. Bart's, Anguilla, and San Martin. Funny thing is, if you guys go to those particular places, you can ferry to the other islands that you catch planes, and you need your passport for all three. But it's a fun way to get away. So I made a trend where I saw it on Facebook years ago. When you're on vacation and still doing business. So what I did was, I can't find it right now. It's probably in the trunk. I took my laptop out in the ocean, and I was like, when you're on vacation, I made a little meme about it, right? And people, once again, it was trending. It was something funny because it was like, yeah, I'm on vacation, but I'm pretending like I'm doing work. But I could market from anywhere. You can market literally. You have your phone. You have your laptop. That's a good thing about marketing. You don't necessarily have to be in the office every day. So my ideal situation, and I know her goal is the same thing, is in the next 2 or 3 years for us to be really having at least, I'm going to put the number out there, put the energy out of the universe. I'm going to say at least I have 75 clients. 75 clients, 10 to 15 staff members, and us really fulfilling our dream and fruition in this business.
That's awesome. And I appreciate you sharing that, Shaz, too. And I think that's important, too, to your point, too, because it's like, you know, as business owners, I know that some people have different levels of what their vision is for their company, right? And some companies, they just want to make a decent amount and you know, they don't want to really grow, and that's okay for them. And for others, that goal might be, hey, I want to scale. I want to see this thing go to this particular level. And I think that's important for other people to relate to, right? For other business owners to hear the journey of others and hearing different perspectives. So, you know, I appreciate you sharing that, you know, you and Shondell and what your goals are. You know, that's very achievable. You know, I think that one of the other things I would even ask you to maybe piggyback on that is, what do you feel like are the next things that you guys are going to be having to put in place to kind of get to that level?
Two things. I would say I would be remiss not to bring this up because it just came to my mind, the forefront of my mind. And I'm going to add tied in. You utilize more AI because I feel like AI is the future. So I think even for myself and for the clients and for the company, we need to use more AI. Even though a lot of people are kind of, some people are utilizing, some people are not. So get with the trend of the future AI and then continue to duplicate the formula and do good work. Like, I feel like, think about the Waltons. The Waltons never have to walk into another Walmart ever again in their life.
That's true.
It's more so like a situation. It's more so like a situation where you create the formula, you duplicate the formula, you make the process very duplicatable. Not too easy, but easy enough that you can onboard staff that they understand it. This is my saying for 2026. The standard is the standard, and we're not going to negotiate. Same thing with business. When you hire good employees, they stay with you for a long time, and the standard is the standard. We're not going to deviate from the standard, you know? So training process and hiring is so important because you want to bring in the right people into your company.
So I'm hearing two things there. You're saying kind of one of them is tools, you know, the tools to scale, and then the other is process.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great insight. A couple more things here. So talk to me about what are maybe one or two of the greatest challenges that you feel that you faced so far as a business owner? And then also, can you share maybe one of the best wins that you can think of, you know, and that could be collectively for you and Shondell. I don't know if she would have something different, or if you just want to speak to it, at least from your perspective in being in business, you know, what would be one of the greatest challenges that you feel like you've experienced? And then also, what is one of the greatest wins that you've seen so far, you know, being in business?
Oh, that's a tough question. Because it's like, you know, it's like you do so much, right? One of the challenges, I would say, I don't want to use the cliche, never give up, but I would say this. One of the biggest challenges is making sure you show up for your business every day. Like, I wish that in my mind, like, I get this euphoria feeling when I'm actually, like, grinding with the business. Like, I have a system for the business. When I'm really doing a lot that day, I call it being doing a bull in a china shop type of day where I'm all over the place and I'm getting stuff out. And then some days I have a not as aggressive day. But Mondays are usually good for me. So I would say just the consistency, make sure that I'm on a consistent motor. That was some of the biggest struggles I faced. Like, I can't go hard for the business on Monday, and then Wednesday I'm kind of like, Friday, you know. So I need to be 100% more consistent with getting more clients. Because my goal is to be get a client every day or do a consultation every day. And if I can do that for 30 straight days and build a pattern, I'm pretty sure I can be where I want to be within 6 months.
For sure.
One of the awards, I would say, I mean, there's so many. I take the small victories, man. Like, last 2 months, we got invited to different places, and we got our own table. DC got his own table. We were at a baseball stadium suite. That was an amazing feeling. We got a speaking event coming up. We have other things coming up down the pike. And so, I don't know. I'm the type of person, I'm very simplistic. So, like, I have big wins and I have small wins. But I prefer the small wins because they lead to the big wins. As far as our biggest achievement, I mean, we work with so many people. Like, it's so many, I guess the people is the biggest wins, I guess, working with so many great people.
And listen, to your point, you know, small wins can also be equivocally big wins as well. Like you said, you know, I think it's all perspective. And in you know, to your point, in business, collectively, every win is a big win, you know? So I think being able to highlight those things and like you said, even if it's just the most simplistic pieces where there's like, you can look at the stage of the business that you've been at and, you know, now saying, oh, well, we're getting invited to these particular spaces where we hadn't been invited to before. Yeah, that's definitely something to celebrate, you know?
All right, I'm saying, it lets you know that you're in the right direction. You're right.
Yep. So I appreciate you sharing that. We're going to wrap up with the last two questions here today. These are the outro questions that we really want to highlight with every business owner, because I think that these perspectives vary. So I'd love to get your feedback on a two-part kind of question here, which is, you know, first, what is your definition of dreaming big, or what does dreaming big look like for you? And second, what is one thing that you would recommend to someone that's wanting to go out and achieve their dreams that they can start to do today to make that a reality, right? So that's kind of the two parts.
For me, and I'm going to say Chandel, the same thing is time. I think every entrepreneur wants their own time. And in the beginning, it's more so like when you're an entrepreneur, you're putting in more hours than actually a 9-to-5. A lot of people don't realize that. So, but what are you doing it for? Are you doing it to free up your time, or are you doing it to grind a vacation? Are you doing it to support your family? Like, make sure your why is strong and everything else will handle itself. Because your why is God and you want to help as much people as you can, and you're doing it for the love of it, that could be something. But as far as for me, my time, I really want more of my time to help my loved ones and to help people and to really vacation. I love vacation.
Everybody does, don't they?
Yeah, man. If I can do that and just taste different foods all over the world and help people, and they make a great wage, and you know, they help their families to do the money that we're making. So I had a client, I had a freelancer we used. He was from Bangladesh. I think he's from Bangladesh. And we were helping him, and one U.S. dollar was equivalent to 119 pesos for taka. That currency was taka. I think it was around the Bangladesh area. So when he was telling me that DNC was helping him support his family with the taka, with the money, I was like, you tell me $1 is equivalent to 119 taka? I said, brother, I'm going to give you as much taka as I can.
That's awesome, man. I love that.
But if I could tell anybody what to do as far as that aspect, is just quitters never win and winners never quit. So just stay consistent, man. A lot of people didn't make it and make their dream big until they're in their 40s and 50s, man. So you're never too late. And right, the best time to start is now. Don't worry about what people are thinking about you, what family's going to say, what friends going to say. Just do it, because it's on your mind. It's on your heart. God has put this in your spirit. You need to go ahead and execute the vision now. And then you'll understand the troubles or the faults that you'll get into later on, because you're going to stumble. But that's just it's never a loss. It's just a lesson. So learn the lessons along the way. Duplicate the formula. Rinse and repeat.
Absolutely, man. That's great insight. And Shies, I appreciate you sharing that. I appreciate you sharing all the value that you shared with our audience today. Shout out to Chandel. I know she's not here. Shies, can you do us a favor? Share with the audience, everyone that's listening, where can they connect with DNC? Give your plugs for your social media, your IG, your website. Where can everyone find you guys and connect with you to do some collaboration with you?
100%. Very easy. On YouTube is Francis, FRANCIS, and Chandel. Everywhere else is D and C. We have a white logo, white, purple, and turquoise, or black, purple, and turquoise. DC Creative is on Facebook. On Instagram, we have two pages. So just type in DNC, and you'll usually find us. Don't get confused with DC, the comic books. Just remember D and C, and you'll get Creative Services LLC, and you usually will pop up. But if all else fails, reach out to Rocky. Rocky can reach out to us, and we'll get you information.
Yes, sir. We definitely got you, brother. And thank you again, Shies. I appreciate your time, and excited for everything that you and Chandel are doing, man. So excited to continue to build, brother.
Man, thank you so much. Shout out to all the clients we have. Shout out to Miss Melody. Shout out to Lucky. Shout out to again Mary. Three other clients, but thank you and Rocky. Thank you so much for your time, my brother. Thank you, and I'm excited that you invited us, and we're networking with you to be part of such an amazing organization. So thank you for you and your staff as well. We appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, my brother. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. And remember to dream big dreams and resolve to think solutions. Check us out at dreambignet.com or you can follow us on IG at dream_bignet.